This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Huzaifa. I just want to welcome all of you here tonight virtually. We wish you could be here with us in the masjid, but inshallah, hopefully soon. As I said, my name is Huzaifa. I'm alhamdulillah the director of religion here at ICC. I'm joined by our very own Sheikh Dawood, Director of Education and Outreach. I'm here at ICCM, and our community imam, Sheikh Riyad. And mashallah, you don't need introduction for our shuyukh here. We have a special guest, Hafiz Hussain. Some of you may know already. He will start off the program with recitation of the Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم أم تقول نفسي يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين بلى قد جاءتك آياتي كذبت بها فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم سوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه Say, O my servants who have transgressed themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the most, the forgiving, the merciful. And return in repentance to your Lord and submit to Him before the punishment comes upon you, then you will not be helped. And follow the best of what was revealed to you from your Lord, i.e. the Quran, before the punishment comes upon you suddenly while you do not perceive. Lest a soul should say, oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah and that I was among the mockers. Or let it say, if only Allah had guided me, I would have been among the righteous. Lest it say, when it sees the punishment, if only I had another turn, so I could be among the doers of good. But yet, there had come to you my verses, but you denied them and were arrogant, and you were among the disbelievers. And on the day of resurrection, you will see those who lied about Allah with their faces blackened. Is there not in hell a residence for the arrogant? And Allah will save those who feared Him by their attainment. No evil will touch them, nor will they grieve. Allah is the creator of all things, and He is over all things, disposer of affairs. To Him belong the keys of the heaven and the earth, and they disbelieve in the verses of Allah, it is those who are the losers. Say, O Muhammad, is it other than Allah that you order me to worship, O ignorant ones? And it was already revealed to you and to those before you that if you should associate anything with Allah, your work would surely become worthless, and you would surely be the losers. Rather, worship only Allah and be among the grateful. They have praised Allah with true appraisal, while the earth entirely will be within His grip. On the day of resurrection, and the heavens will be folded in His right hand. Exalted is He, and high above what they associate with Him.
Blessing us with your presence today and your beautiful recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And mashallah, beautiful verses about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which our shuyukh inshallah will, I'm sure they will elaborate on those verses. And inshallah, over the next 10 days, this is just the beginning of the days. Inshallah, every odd night we will have a different reciter, inshallah, to bless us with the beautiful words of the Quran and their beautiful rest. So inshallah, we hope that you tune in on every one of the odd nights to inshallah be a part of this program. So jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your family. And Hafiz Hussain, mashallah, he leads us when the masjid is open, obviously, and inshallah make dua that the masjid opens up soon. But he leads us for Aisha prayer every Thursday night. So inshallah, you can come and inshallah experience his recitation in person. Once again, jazakumullah khair. So now I'd like to pass it on to our shayukh to say a few words.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Ma ba'd. My brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So tonight I actually had requested Sheikh Riyad to take lead on our program. Being the 21st night and being someone who we all look up to, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us to work together in this community. And I ask Sheikh Riyad to, kick it off these last 10 nights of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, seeking the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also giving as much as we can for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn the ultimate goal, which is to attain the highest levels of paradise and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. So I'll pass it over to Sheikh Riyad, inshallah.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is in Arab culture, it's qillat adab. It is not from the adab, it is not good manners to give your back to Shuyukh. Or so I have my the father here and I have the Sheikh here. So I don't know what to do now. I'm stuck giving the back here or giving my back there. So please forgive me. I'm trying. And my dear viewers and brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all, to honor you. It is indeed a blessed night. We have officially started the pursuit. The pursuit to, the night, the Laylatul Qadr, which could be any night within these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And just so you know, my dear brothers and sisters, the night of the Qadr starts from Maghrib. A lot of people, they make that thinking it's after Isha or come before Isha and then making dua, but they forget about Maghrib time. In fact, Imam ibn Qudama, he says, most people lose it within the first portion of the night, which is the, at Maghrib time. So it could be from Maghrib until Fajr. And in these blessed nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn with, in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. This is Allah Azza wa Jal, making that oath by Fajr and Layalin Ashr, the night. The nights, according to Ahlul Ilm, the 10 nights are the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and the days, some ulama said it is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. But there is no controversy between the two because both are correct. The most beloved nights in the sight of Allah are indeed the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and the most beloved days in the sight of Allah are the first 10 days of Hijjah. So here, what do we need to do? Because my brothers and sisters, these nights could potentially, any of these nights, could potentially change your life. Seriously. So if you want to emulate Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, you will look into his life and what did he used to do the most. He used to do the most throughout the year within these 10 nights. What did he used to do within these 10 nights? First and foremost, as Prophet Muhammad, as reported in Bukhari, Muslim, and others, hadith very sahih. And Rasulullah, when these 10 nights to approach, he used to shed the mi'azarah. The Prophet Muhammad used to tie his belt waist, and he used to wake his family up, and he used to revive the night, make life of his night, which means make life of his night. And he used to spend the whole night in alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it's Quran, whether it's dhikr, whether it's dua. So the Prophet Muhammad used to spend whatever ibadah he used to do, the utmost of it within these 10 nights of Ramadan. I don't want to make it too much for all of us. I want to really just quickly focus on one thing. Imam al-Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, "Kana aw qala ulama'una," he says, our ancestors, predecessors used to say, والجود and generosity والجود أفضل الأعمال في هذا الشهر المبارك خصوصا في العشر الأواخر اقتداء برسول الله والسلف الصالح لأنه شهر شريف. Imam al-Nawawi used to say that الجود, from all the actions that the Prophet Muhammad used to do, the الجود, generosity, is one of the most honorable action that the Prophet used to do in this month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Why do we talk about al-jud, generosity? There's two things. I hope you're listening, brothers and sisters, because this is really gold. There are two things that can change the divine decree. Qadr. We all know about Qadr. Even in Urdu, we say Qadr. Qudra, Qadr, the decree. There are two things that can change that decree. There's one hadith that says, a dua can change. And a lot of people are making dua now, especially in these final 10 days, a lot of people make that dua. I'm sure you know the dua. This dua, we used to learn it when we were kids from school. The dua of the Prophet Muhammad that he taught Aisha to say during this these final 10 days of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. Everybody knows this dua. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you love, you are the pardoner and you love to pardon, so pardon me. Pardon me. So this dua. So the dua changes the qadr, meaning that Allah, the qadr has been, you know, prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that dua can make certain changes to it. That's number one. A lot of people don't know that. That الصدقة ما في شيء ليس هناك شيء. There is nothing that extend your lifespan more than صدقة. If you want to live longer, if Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless the lifespan of your kids to live longer, to worship Allah longer, there are some people, Sheikh Dawood, Sheikh Halifa, there are some people today who are down in the graves, you know, on earth. They would wish to come out to pray one day with us, or to one night with us, or to fast one night with us, or to give some wadaqa. So if you want Allah to bless your lifespan, if you want Allah for you to live longer, give sadaqah. And this is the month of sadaqah. I'm not going to wait until the night of the 27th to give sadaqah. Because some people, they think it's the Laylatul Qadr. Whereas Laylatul Qadr could be any. This is why the Prophet used to make i'tikaf during these final 10 days. Why? Not to take any chance to miss out what it could be, potentially, the night of the power. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is your masjid. This is your masjid. And the masjid has not stood still. You know, like DSS, don't stand still. A lot of masjid have locked down, and when they're locked down, khalas, we're locked down. There's nothing to do. But this masjid, although it's been shut down, but the activities have not. Is that true? The activities have not. The sheikhs have been really zakhir, very active online to stay in touch with the community. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless him and bless the members of this masjid. To try to stay in touch with all of you, to tell you what's happening, what's going on. But as you may know, this masjid cannot survive without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, then your help. So we need, inshallah ta'ala, to put things into action. Lots of dua in these 10 days, inshallah, starting from, again, Maghrib. Don't wait until, from Maghrib until Fajr, inshallah. Whatever ibadah that you do this in Ramadan, in these final 10 days, do more. Whatever that you used to do in these final 10 days, just do a little bit more. Dua, dhikr, Quran, salah, and first and foremost, sadaqah, inshallah. Don't forget your masjid. There are brothers waiting inside. You can do it online, I think. You can do it online. There's just, all you have to do is click on a button and then automatically it comes, inshallah ta'ala, to direct it to the masjid. Help for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, be the first one. How about that? As-sabiqun, as-sabiqun, aren't they? Sari'u. سارعوا حسن إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Whenever there is something towards good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rush, hasten. So this is the time to rush and to hasten, be amongst, to help, inshallah, and to give the sadaqah, to support your masjid. Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. I'll give it back to Sheikh Dawood.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh Riyad, Sheikh Leifa, and Hafiz Hussain. You know, this masjid, Sheikh Riyad was saying, has not stopped anything other than the congregational prayers. Everything else has continued to run and to function and to operate. Sheikh Leifa and the other teachers have been working nonstop throughout the entire month of Ramadan as well, teaching the Quran classes, looking after our children, alhamdulillah, making sure that the recitation of the Quran, the learning man, as well as the memorization and the preservation of the Quran continues onwards. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to leave you with one very important message, inshallah ta'ala. I know it's the first of the last 10 nights, but I also know that we should never let this opportunity go. None of us knows if we're going to live to see tomorrow or the 23rd or the 25th or even 27th night. And I know that many of us as Muslims, we wait until the 27th night in order to give our sadaqah. No guarantee that the 27th, first off, is that night of Laylatul Qadr, and there's no guarantee that we ourselves will even be living until then. So this simple thing that I will leave you with, inshallah ta'ala, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our sins when we do good deeds. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our sins when we do good deeds.
And one of the things that we can do that's the best thing that we can do in this life, as Sheikh Riyad was saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that we would wish to come back to do one thing, to give sadaqah. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. To give sadaqah. The only thing that we would come back for is to give sadaqah. And tonight is our night. Tonight is the opportunity. Alhamdulillah, every single day is an opportunity. But we encourage every single one of you, take advantage of this opportunity right now, inshaAllah ta'ala. I know we've taken a half an hour of your time, but this is time that is well spent. I consider this time, time of ibadah. And we're learning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're coming closer to Allah. We're linking ourselves to the masjid. We are basically securing a spot for ourselves under the shade on the Day of Judgment, because there's a category of people who will be shaded simply because they were attached to the masjid. So my brothers and sisters, we have, you know, the team is outside of our masjid. You can come swing by the masjid for the next hour. You're able to come by outside. You can donate cash, check, credit, debit. And one thing we really encourage as well is to bring back those Ramadan Sprint boxes. I actually left mine at home, but there's a bunch in the back there. You can see them against the wall. The Ramadan Sprint 2021 boxes. We gave them out to hundreds of families throughout the beginning of this month of Ramadan and even before the month began. And we encourage every single one of you to try to bring them back, inshallah ta'ala. We will have this drive-through donation set up every single one of the nights until Eid, inshallah ta'ala. So throughout this entire, the next 10 days and 10 nights, please take advantage from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, from 6 o'clock in the evening, and from 9 o'clock to 11 p.m. every single night, inshallah ta'ala. You'll be able to sit. I'll be outside sometimes. I'm sure Sheikh Riyad will be outside, Sheikh Hudayfa, every now and then. We'll step outside and we'll, and you know what? We'll make dua for each other. And what more can we want? Coming to the masjid, seeing our Muslim brothers and sisters and making dua for each other. So my brothers and sisters, please do take advantage of that. And if anyone wants to donate from the comfort of your home, well, if you're on YouTube and Facebook, you see the details on the screen right in front of you. For those of you that are on Instagram, you can simply go to the masjid website, which is www.iknamilton.com. That's www.icnamilton.com. Or you can send an e-transfer to iccm.operations@gmail.com. You can get all the details from our website, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan, my brothers and sisters.
Anything else? Any last remarks?
No? Jazakum Allah khairan. We'll see all of you on the 23rd night, inshallah ta'ala. Same place. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.